it's a mercurial art, really, documentary photography. I'm just going to indulge myself for a few comments about the speed at which the photographer had been observing his moment. Light and respect, able to move backwards quickly. Feels exactly like reassurance for a mess to be. It's out of the way all the time, out of the way. But I'm not afraid to move in. Full of courage, confident enough to get right up close, confident enough to stay way, way back. It's been quite a demonstration, I have to say. Right now, I'm locked out of the action. I'll get out of the church and get myself rather than say go out the door. I guess it's meet the bride and groom time and meet down archers somewhere to the side, capturing faces. I don't know anything with the lenses he's got. He's got great power in those cameras, so that he can go right in if he needs to be that wrong. It's great. The word that has kept coming to me throughout the action has been ballad. But the more I think about it, with the music of the singers and the movement of the step, more like an opera. It's operatic. Me that it's all about positioning yourself. And the way you position yourself depends upon your whole philosophy of what your role is in relation to the action. The whole thing is to, somebody was beginning to do this, they're really greatly benefited by almost seeing it choreographed, because it has been a choreographed operation. Yes, experience choreographs what you do. You learn where to place yourself. The man who I've seen least of all has been the videographer who I haven't been watching. And wherever he is, I feel confident that he's positioning himself in a place that he wants to be. These two people using documentary approaches, interfering with nothing, causing no